Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
They are floating domestic travel restrictions. Now, what is that going to actually mean if they move forward with it? Will it just be on airplanes? Will it be as you're driving?
And, of course, my question will be, how will it affect the political people?
What do you mean?
Well, so generally these politicians, when they make these things up, they do so by some sort of executive order, and usually they exempt themselves in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there'll be a special lane just for the politicians to drive through.
You know, or, oh, it's Air Force One, you go right ahead. Or, oh, it's the governor from blah, 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 and he's on his way to this side or the other. Oh, it's fine.
Sir, you can skip the line.
You know, yeah. Oh, you want to go to Florida and, you know, party on the beach?
Sure.
No problem for you.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt. I mean, that's like, if it happens, there's definitely going to be carve-outs for them and their buddies as well.
I say this because, and I say this frequently, and I don't think I can say it enough, but not one person employed by government has lost a paycheck.
You know what they're going to do.
Over the COVID thing.
They're going to put the TSA in charge.
Oh, of course. And you know what else they're going to do? What a great excuse for actually militarizing, right? The final
TSA?
Like putting the military around cities and around borders and stuff. Actual martial law.
But you
see,
the TSA is how they get around that. Because people might still get upset. Maybe they wouldn't at this point, but they might still get upset if the military were actually in the streets like this. So that's why they'll just give the TSA guns and
either way, it works. I've been saying for a long time that the TSA is just one degree away from the brown shirts. All they got to do is go, oh, we better give those guys guns.
Yeah. Well, they've been wanting to have badges for a long time.
Abracadabra, a la peanut butter sandwiches, Shazam, whatever term you'd like to use.
The TSA has been wanting to be like real cops for a long time. They wanted to get real badges and everything. So if you want to weigh in here, your thoughts on travel restrictions, that's what's being proposed. They're floating it out there. They want to see what the response is going to be. And honestly, I want to see it too. I want to see what people have to say about this, because so far it seems like Americans will put up with anything that is shoveled down their throat by these governments.
Please just keep me safe from this invisible thing that I have a 99% chance of coming from.
So roadblocks, federal roadblocks, checkpoints. Remember, they've been getting people ready for this for a long time. We've been covering the internal Border Patrol checkpoints for years here on Free Talk Live. We have, I don't know if you have, Captain, but some of our hosts have actually been stopped at these internal border
checkpoints. Isn't it like a 10, 20-mile radius?
It's 100.
100 miles?
Yeah, 100 miles from the border. They can set up these. And some of them are roving, and some of them are permanent installations. A lot of them are in the southern portions of the United States, but there are some in the north. There was one here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And it seems to come back every summertime.
Yeah.
And in fact, they have it about an hour or so south of where we have
Fort Fest. Is the winter too cold for them?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We talked to Tom in, he's in Georgia, but he's listening to our station in Tallahassee, WVLT FM. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes. I think the governor of Florida is a hero, even when they first started the so-called lockdown mess. Nobody really was bothering anyone. I haven't seen any police mess with anybody.
Well, you're not paying attention. I mean, maybe it's that way in Georgia, but I doubt it. Like, in Florida, the cops are messing with people constantly, and I suspect that's true in Georgia as well. I mean, what do you mean when you haven't seen police messing with anybody?
Harassing people for not obeying curfews.
Are there curfews in Georgia?
For not wearing a mask.
Now, hold on a second. Where are you calling from?
Thomasville, Georgia.
Okay.
I live 15 miles from the Florida line.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I go to Florida every day and have a couple of cups of coffee.
Are you going to go to Florida if you have to pass through a federal-operated TSA-run checkpoint to go get your coffee?
Hopefully, there's still enough people with cojones that will...
Oh, you're listening to the, you're listening to yourself on the radio, man. It's going to confuse the hell out of you.
Yeah, you got to turn your radio down, bro.
You can't do that. And is the coffee that bad in Thomasville that you have to drive all the way?
Or that good in Florida?
No.
What are they putting the coffee
driving
in Florida?
It's a nice ride. It's beautiful. Take the four-lane road down there and then drive the canopy road.
That sounds lovely. Thank you, Tom. I do appreciate hearing from you, man. 603-283-6160. You know, are you going to start crossing the board? Because there's a lot of people that, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, there's a ton of people that come up and shop in New Hampshire.
The New England states just, I mean, it's people coming and going. I see plates from Massachusetts, Vermont,
New York even. New York.
Yeah, all the time. It's frequent. And the New England states aren't as big as some of the other states in the United States.
No, that's true.
Like, there's a lot of, you know, cross...
But it doesn't matter. If you live near the border of any state, you know there's, in some places, there's some real good reasons to go across the border to get a thing, right? So, like, in New Hampshire, for instance, we got fireworks, man. If you live in Massachusetts...
Well, apparently the booze is cheaper here, too.
That's true as well. And I think you can get flavored cigarettes or flavored
vape
juice or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
Here in New Hampshire. So if you want some vice, you know, you come up to New Hampshire, except for the weed. For whatever reason, the New Hampshire legislature just still isn't with it. You know,
it's a pet peeve of mine here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, things aren't perfect here. That's why we've got libertarians who are migrating here. And there's
however, I can drive an hour to another state if I so choose to, you know, get what I need legally.
Or you can just get on the dark web and then, you know, no big deal. But, you know, how many people are going to want to make that trip if they have to go through the TSA just to go and get a cup of coffee in the morning? That's going to reduce the I mean, it may be good coffee, but if you got to go through a pat-down or a throat swab or whatever the hell it is they're going to put you through, demand your ID, make you wait for an hour.
I'm just wondering if the coffee's, like, infused in Florida.
I don't think so. It's Florida. They don't much take to the whole cannabis thing down in Florida.
Really?
I don't think they've legalized it down there. I think they've got a medical program now in Florida, but it's been 15 years since I've been there. 603-283-6160 is the number, but that's going to stop some people. You know, and maybe that's not on the table. Again, they're being very vague about what they're saying with regard to what this is going to mean. They're just saying they're having quote-unquote active conversations about what could help mitigate spread, says one White House official. They said, we're having conversations about anything that would help mitigate spread. Yeah,
to be fair, we are speculating on what travel restrictions might look like. We don't know what their discussions are. We're not privy to that. Of course, when it comes to government, I imagine the worst-case scenario. So I imagine military on the streets. I imagine anywhere there's a state border, there's going to be some sort of a checkpoint going on. It'll be really interesting for the western side of New Hampshire, too, because the main freeway isn't in New Hampshire. It's actually in Vermont, so you have to cross over into another state to get on the freeway to go north and south for most of the state, and then back over to get back into New Hampshire anytime you want to travel that direction.
There's
going to
be problems there. There's some really scary quotes here. So this is the White House official, quote, no decisions have been made, but we certainly are having conversations across government, he said, pointing to current guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, encouraging Americans to stay home and only travel for essential reasons, quote, this is a war, and we're at battle with the virus. War is messy and unpredictable, and all options are on the table.
A virus is not a warlike enemy.
But look, this was also what Trump said. Trump said this is the war.
They've all said it.
He called it the invisible enemy.
Yeah, it's the new hobgoblin, the new boogeyman.
And That's what they're going to use. Remember the war on terror? That's what they used to take away a lot of your freedoms back in 2001.
To keep you in fear.
With the so-called Patriot Act. Remember, that created the TSA.
That's right.
603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in here, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts with whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. You ready for some domestic travel restrictions? Oh, they got them cooking.
I mean, are we talking like BDSM style?
Don't give them any ideas, Captain. I mean, they're already trying to shove things down.
I've been giving them ideas all night. Like, oh, it'd be real easy for them to roll out the military in these locations. Yeah. And it'd be really easy to arm the TSA. And, you know, I mean.
Look, they're saying there's no option that has been taken off the table. Quote, war is messy and unpredictable. And all options are on the table, said one of the government officials.
All options.
Yeah, with the White House, speaking to McClatchyDC.com, talking about domestic travel restrictions. Now, again, none of this has been announced, but he's saying they're talking about it. He says this is a war, and we're at battle with the virus. And you know what they do when wars happen? They take away more of your freedoms.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens.
Every time in all of history.
Yeah, and people get killed in service of the state.
Yeah. Oh, so. And you know what else? While I'm giving them ideas, if they do want to use the TSA as this sort of expanded force to do these travel restrictions, why, that'd be a good place to employ all the people who are recently unemployed because of the government's lockdowns.
You know what? I want to just add something in here, and this is, you know, there is a bright light out there at the end of the tunnel. It's actually pretty bright right now. It's Bitcoin. And cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
And, it, you know, there's been so much terrible news over the last year since 2020 with the crazy coronavirus crackdown, restrictions, lockdowns, all this stuff. But Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in general have been going up, up, up. It's been something worth looking at. And if you haven't taken the time to learn the basics, you really need to.
What's the Ron Paul? It's happening.
It is happening. Well, I mean, it's been happening. Now it's happening even more. Bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started. Click that at the top of the page and just take 5 minutes, 10 minutes, watch at least one of those videos. Watch the first one at least. And then if you get time, dig a little deeper. Maybe you'll want to at that point, but at least then you'll know the basics about what is Bitcoin, what is Bitcoin Cash, what are some of these cryptocurrencies out there, what's it all about. Bitcoin.com can help you with that. If you're not new to crypto, then you can use their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, there's all kinds of useful features at Bitcoin.com, so check them out. As we continue here, we're going to an old man in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I heard you talking about Florida and the supposedly travel restrictions.
Yeah.
DeSantis is not going to let him do anything stupid like that.
Oh yeah.
But there's, we're having problems down here. The city down in Miami and
hold on, before you go on to Miami, I'm just curious, old man in Florida. I'm curious. You know, when you say DeSantis isn't going to let him, okay. So let's say the federal government says, we're going to put the TSA in between Florida and Georgia and Alabama. We're going to take every road and put TSA checkpoints in there and stop every car. What's DeSantis going to do?
Yeah, run it right to the Supreme Court and declare it unconstitutional. And,
what if they do it anyway? You
know, well, so there's related. Some arguments about that.
They're going to have a fight on their hands is what they're
going to
have.
You think the
Florida relies on tourism. Without tourism, it'll be a dead zone.
So you think DeSantis would go that far? You think he would actually fight the federal government?
Okay. He will, yeah.
Interesting. All right, so what were you going to say about Miami?
The mayor of Miami is up in the White House right now. He's a liberal Democrat down there. He's a traitor. He thinks he's in Cuba. He's running it like Castro. He's out there. He wants to put masks. He wants to do all the stuff. He wants to fine people. But Governor DeSantis put a stop to that. And the mayor of Tampa, too, she tried to run the mask mandate through and fine people. But that got shot down by DeSantis, too. But the Senator Rubio, we got another problem down here. He just introduced two new bills. Federal bill, the SB 292, which is a giant new red flag law, and the Terrorism Intelligence Act of 2017 he just brought back, which is another, basically, it would if they suspect you of something, you will not be buying a firearm. They'll pull you.
And who the hell is this? This was a guy from Florida?
You can't say put flight restrictions on people, but do that with firearms.
Old man, who did this?
Need to be,
Hello? You know, hello? Old man, who was it that put these restrictions in?
Go ahead, come back.
Who was it? You said somebody put in a restriction on firearms in D.C.?
There's two federal bills that Senator Rubio, you know, the Cuban ice cream man down here.
Isn't that a Republican? Is that a Republican?
Problems with that is not, and it's actually one of those rhino people.
Oh, okay.
He just introduced two new nasty federal bills.
I see. What's it going to take for Florida to secede from the United States?
Yeah, I'd go for it.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we're on board together with that one. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 603-283-6160. That's what needs to get floated out there. You know, they're floating out domestic travel restrictions because, remember, when we had Mark on the show, he's on vacation, like an extended vacation, but, yeah. You know, he would say that, oh, he doesn't support secession because he wants to be able to travel from one state to the next. Well, if they go ahead and put domestic travel restrictions in place, well, that objection's off.
Yeah.
It's off the radar.
Well, you already can't if you want to travel unmasked.
You already can't.
Like, if you want to travel, like, fly unmasked.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I was going to say, I drove across the country without a mask.
Right, but you didn't fly without the mask, right? So, I mean, there's already some of that. It's a closing environment.
It is a restriction.
Right? It's a restriction. And it's just going to grow. They always want more for themselves.
Right.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. I will say, to this guy's point that, at least according to one website, Governor DeSantis seems to be opposed to all of this as far as the travel restrictions and everything. He supposedly, I haven't been able to get any corroboration from this, but according to a website, Governor DeSantis has told Biden to go F himself.
Great.
In response to some of these conversations that have been
He ought to say,
mentioned.
We're leaving, goodbye, secession now. But, yeah, that's a start.
Well, so citing concerns over widespread proliferation of COVID-19 variants, Biden said he might have to prohibit vehicle and air traffic until the CDC and the NIH were confident that currently available vaccinations had a proven efficacy against emerging strains.
Biden actually said that?
Well,
because in this story, they're saying they're just talking about it. No option's been off the table. Biden actually said we might have to restrict car traffic?
I'll go on.
Wow.
Hopefully your question will be answered.
Okay.
Such a highly transmissive blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
so he said Biden a bunch said. Of stuff. I mean, the paragraph above.
It did. It absolutely said that.
Wow. 603-283-6160.
Also on the call, this is a conference call that happened, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Somebody was privy to. Also on the call was Dr. Fauci and acting CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, both of whom championed Biden's idea and told DeSantis that surging cases in Florida threatened to undermine the federal government's expansive efforts to mitigate spread across
Florida. So if you don't do what we say, if you don't put in the checkpoints yourself or whatever, if you don't put in the restrictions we demand, then we're going to lock down your state.
Walensky argued on the call that any attempt by DeSantis to resist a federally mandated travel ban would be immoral, selfish, and possibly illegal.
Oh, okay.
Biden echoed her words, and he berated DeSantis for having left Florida's economy open during the dark days of COVID. Moreover, Biden claimed he had unilateral and constitutional authority.
Where is this being reported?
This is realrawnews.com.
Okay. Doesn't sound like the best source, but...
No,
I'm
looking for corroboration.
Yeah, that's interesting. 603-283-6160. What would be great is if there was actually audio or video of this meeting. That would be incredible. We're coming up here, and this is, of course, terrifying and awful. Secession Now.
Yes, please.
Free Talk Live.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order, and you're going to obey it.
Which order
are
you going to obey?
You can do that, and you have to leave here.
You cannot resign to the rally.
Walk with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is
you ain't going to
wait.
Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Watch it for free and order the Director's Cut DVD at victimlesscrimespree.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is now voting on whether to convict Donald Trump for insurrection on January 6th. The lead attorney for former President Trump, Michael Vandervine, gave his closing arguments.
With your vote, you can defend the Constitution, you can protect due process, and you can allow America's healing to begin. I urge the Senate to acquit and vindicate the Constitution of this great republic.
And the closing arguments for House Impeachment Manager Jamie Raskin.
We're defending the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House against a president who acted no better than a marauder and a member of that mob by inciting those people to come here. And in many ways, he was worse. He named the date, he named the time, and he brought them here, and now he must pay the price.
This is USA Radio News. There are now calls for the governor of New York to resign after his top aide admitted they withheld information about the number of coronavirus deaths among nursing home patients. Secretary to the governor, Melissa DeRosa, was on a call with the legislators this week. She said the Cuomo administration panicked over worries the actual number of nursing home deaths was going to be, quote, used against us after the Federal Department of Justice demanded the information. Recently, the state was forced to admit the death toll was 15,000, nearly double what had been reported. In January, Governor Cuomo was trying to defend the lower numbers.
It's not about pointing fingers or blame. It's that this became a political football.
He also said,
whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, it's the people died.
Republicans are accusing the governor of a cover-up and want him to resign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday show. As always, phones are open for you at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Yeah, listen up, everybody. We know you're not at, like, a concert or anything, so pay attention. You're not going to see a theatrical production, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So listen up.
There are fewer breads and circuses out there for people to distract
you. You're not at a football game, that's for sure. You're not watching, you know. And you're not at a gathering, you're not at a family reunion, so listen up.
If you want to weigh in on the proposal of what they're apparently talking about, according to not real raw news, but according to major mainstream publication, news provider, quote-unquote news provider, McClatchy, D.C., the Biden administration is talking about domestic travel restrictions. Now, you found a story, Captain Kickass.
It's a fun story.
And it is a story, all right, and I want it to be true. I really want
to believe.
That where Governor DeSantis down there in Florida tells Biden to go F yourself, allegedly.
Allegedly.
And there's more to the alleged conversation that you wanted to share here. We're going to get into that.
Yeah.
I want to believe this. We are trying to verify this story, and there is just nothing. You tried earlier today.
I've been looking. Since I discovered this story, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I've been looking. I've contacted folks in Florida, at least two people anyway. And, my reach is pretty limited when it comes to contacting people.
Well, calling somebody in Florida isn't going to shed any light.
Hey, do you know anything about this?
There's 20 million people down there.
But the gist is that there was some sort of a conference call.
Yeah.
And somebody, was privy to that. Because these supposedly things happen all the time, right? Yeah. They have. I mean,
there's multiple people on the line.
It's like you and I have conversations on the air when we do this show, but our conversations when we're not on the air are a little bit different, right? We use different words and things like I cuss a lot when I'm not on the air, for example. So you know these things occur, and so it wouldn't strike me as implausible for something like this to go down.
Right.
It's just there is a distinct lack of evidence. Now, since this morning when this article came out
at realrawnews.com,
there have been a couple of websites who have said, "Well, there's no evidence, so it's debunked.
So therefore it's false." Well, that's not
necessarily. I mean, just because there's no evidence doesn't mean it's false. It means that we don't have any evidence.
That's all. It's just a question,
right? So I have yet to find corroboration. However, the website itself has updated. I believe if you scroll down, can you just read that update?
The website update at the very end says, "We're aware the various so-called fact-checking agencies are disputing our account of the telephone call, claiming the governor's office has denied the event happened," which is likely that's something that they would do, right? "Those so-called fact-checking parties are run by the Democratic deep state. Real Raw News stands by our story and its source, and we would love to see DeSantis comment on it personally." Now, this is a hard right-sounding kind of website, by the
Certainly.
Way. If you look at, like, the other stories...
But just look at the ads that they have on the website. You could tell it's like...
Oh, I don't have the ads turned
on. Guns and...
But just looking at this other story here, one of the other stories is, "Diseased caravan of illegals enters United States." So, obviously, these people have a hardcore right-wing bias to call just a group of people that want to come here diseased and illegals. So, I mean, I don't agree with their political viewpoint necessarily, but if what they're saying here is true, then that's great news. We'll tell you more about the conversation coming up here, but let's go to Jet. He's on the line in Nevada.
Ooh.
Jet, you're on with Ian and Captain Kickass on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'll weigh in on that, telling people to go F yourself, even though I'm a dedicated disciple of Christ. But the reason we should do that, and everyone needs to learn that, is because they're just other people.
Right.
And that's been my mantra here for a while now, that people with titles are just other people who have no more right to do anything than anybody else. So
no doubt. But the difference is these guys have people who will do everything they say. They've got men with guns who, at their beck and call, will do anything they want them to. Those TSA agents will line themselves up along that border, and if they have to, they'll shoot it out with the Florida state troopers or whatever. I mean, these are just people, but they're also people who are delusional, and they believe in this thing called the state. And the state is a mass, evil, delusional religion.
Here's the trick. Here's how to nullify, negotiate, neutralize the state. And that's stop using their terminologies.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, stop using titles for people like governor and president and this kind of thing. But because it's just something they gave themselves, essentially.
Yeah, that's true.
And why can't I hear you guys so well on this end?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know what the problem might be there. I apologize about that.
Okay. I guess you can hear me okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
But yeah, like when you're talking about police, start using more or closer to their real names. Or you can say Mr. if you want to, but I don't even call anybody Sir. I mean, I just work very hard in eliminating every title I can from...
Yeah, whenever I'm in court, I never refer to the man in the robe as Your Honor. Never done it. I've never done it.
What about police? I hear they get upset, the police do, if you don't refer to them as officer.
Too bad for them. Just make sure you're recording video.
Well, that'd be kind of fun. You could say, "Okay, boss," or something. Whatever you say, Massa.
They might like that.
You can get creative. Switch it up.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. You just have to stop using the terminology of the state in order to make the state go away, because it all starts in your mind.
Mm.
Once you get your mind clear of this, you really can't go back. I mean, I have not seen how anybody can go back after they have left the state, so to speak.
Yeah.
But can you say what Gene is no longer with, why he is no longer with us?
I can't. I know that he allegedly came down with COVID, but I don't know if that's what, you know, did him in.
Okay.
So he was in the hospital for some amount of weeks. He was posting.
That's a tough one.
You're talking about Gene the Christian Anarchist, by the way, for listeners that didn't know who you were referring to. But he was in our Matrix chat server, and he was posting from his hospital bed for, you know, early on.
Yep.
And then he stopped posting to that room, and eventually, apparently, Mark, our co-host, was somehow able to reach his wife and was able to confirm that he has passed away. So it's not clear as to the reason for that. He was, I believe, 70 years old.
Okay. Just to kind of share this, you can call me a Christian monarchist, because I believe there's only one power and authority, and, of course, that's the creator of all things. So I just wanted to remind you guys.
Thanks,
start eliminating,
I appreciate that, man.
You know,
it is an important
title.
Reminder. There's no doubt about it, and I appreciate hearing from you.
It's been a while since we heard from Jed, yeah?
Yeah, maybe a few weeks. 603-283-6160 is the number here. So you have more from that the alleged conversation between...
Sure.
Whatever DeSantis, I don't even know what his name is. He's the, again, quote-unquote governor.
Ron DeSantis. Yeah.
Ron DeSantis there in Florida and Joe Biden on a conference call. What else did they say?
So it's Biden, DeSantis, and Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. Walensky argued on the call that any attempt by DeSantis to resist a federally mandated travel ban would be immoral, selfish, possibly illegal. Biden echoed her words. Berated DeSantis for having left Florida's economy open during the dark days of COVID. Moreover, Biden claimed he had unilateral and constitutional authority to protect the nation's health from rogue politicians acting in contravention of established health guidelines. DeSantis' initial reply was brief and blunt. "I will not comply," he said, and then cited the CDC's own statistics showing a nationwide decline in active COVID-19 cases.
Florida. Which has to do with the testing thing that we talked about earlier with these PCR tests where they turned down the number of cycles when Biden got put in office.
Right. Florida had arrested the spread of COVID-19, DeSantis argued, and accused Biden of targeting Republican states that supported Donald Trump. "Florida absolutely will not comply," he repeated. "Instituting a travel ban or restriction of movement would be a gross example of federal overreach with no grounding in law or science."
But there's more.
There is.
And it's worth talking about.
Yes, we'll get to it.
We'll give you the real juicy part coming up here. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. It's a Saturday edition. We're here live, as we always are.
We'll do it live.
Indeed. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. And we'll tell you more about this alleged conversation between Joe Biden and Rick DeSantis, who some people call the governor of
Ron
Florida.
DeSantis?
Oh, Ron, whatever. Yeah. He's probably, you know, they're probably all a bunch of a-holes.
And somebody from the CDC, Rochelle.
And control freaks. And, you know, I'm glad that this Florida guy isn't as bad of a control freak as some of the other control freaks, but, you know, he is too, right? I mean, you don't get to be the governor of a state unless you're a sick control freak. But nonetheless, they apparently were having a little spat on the phone together, and you've got the alleged conversation, at least the text version of it, Captain. We'll share some of the rest of this very interesting story. Your calls, of course, are also welcome. And if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you should be over at liberty.menu. It's a website that allows you to list a business that you might have, digital content that you might be the creator of, or an event that you might be helping sponsor or organize. If you want other libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists to know about it, liberty.menu is that place you can go to promote it. And it's free to use, so why not? Unless you want to stay in the closet about loving freedom, you should get over to liberty.menu. That's liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, and that'll get you a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because it's a free site. So liberty.menu. Ian and the captain here, we go to your calls and thoughts. First up, Don is listening to WVFT in Tallahassee. Don, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yes.
I first heard this, I guess it's been about a week, but, you know, seems like every day runs together for me. And the very first words, because I wrote them down verbatim, that came out of Governor DeSantis' mouth. And I didn't know how to tweet it out because I had to get my kids to help me with my Twitter. And so I just remembered his reply was not on my watch.
Hmm.
And I texted that. That's the only thing I could use to send to all my people. Was, you know, guess what the governor said, you know. And I've got a whole lot of respect. I know you know, there's a tendency for libertarians to just kind of, you know, be against any pushback from one, you know, government to the other. But, you know, this is...
Why would a libertarian be against governments pushing against each other? I mean, I don't see why that's a problem. If government gangs are fighting each other, that's less time that they have to actually fight the individuals.
I prefer politicians to fight other politicians to solve their problems rather than,
yeah,
you know, I don't know, conscript people and send them to die.
Yeah, I'd like to see them in a ring with blades, kind of like, you know, like a cockfight, you know, where you put the blades on the
cage match.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think what he was doing, I mean, this is the gist of it. My understanding was he was pretty much saying, you know, the federal government does not have the authority to do this. And pretty much like what the captain was reading, I think he was one that was reading that, was talking about, you know, it doesn't follow science, and it doesn't do this. And he was pretty much saying, you know, your own CDC, first they tell you to wear a mask, and they tell you don't wear a mask, and then they tell you back, you know, maybe now we'll talk about wearing two masks. And I just think it's ridiculous. I really do. And so I think our governor was taking, you know, the citizens' position, like, you know, we're not going to do that. We're not going to comply. And I just remember the words that I first heard was, not on my watch. And I like that. I really appreciate that, because he was expressing, you know, at least my feelings on this matter.
Well, when a government gang member gets something right, they should be praised. You know, if, like, for instance, when the police go after an actual criminal, hey, I'll be like, hey, I appreciate you doing that. Thanks for actually taking a real criminal off the streets instead of actually going after, like, a college student for having an open container of alcohol or, you know, a bag of marijuana or something.
Right.
Thank you, Don, for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Or, you know, pardoning somebody that actually deserves it.
Right.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. That should happen more often, but it doesn't, because, again, these people are barely human beings and they don't have any actual, you know, concern for freedom in most cases. Now, again, DeSantis in Florida is making it seem like he cares about some freedoms, and good for him. I mean, I can't say that that's a bad thing. But again, Florida is by no means a free place. There's all kinds of regulations and bureaucracy,
well,
and taxes.
It could be that, like most politicians, this will make him a bit more popular amongst the constituents.
Mm-hmm. So he can get reelected.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Well, look, if it results in Florida seceding from the United States, then I say right on. And then that's something that I can get behind. Like, it's hard to get behind politicians on almost anything, but if there's somebody who's saying, let's secede from the United States, all right, I don't care who you are.
To the caller's point, though, I think it is rare that we hear about this sort of intergovernmental, you know, spats, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they happen far more frequently than they, you know, sort of behind the scenes,
sure,
out of the public eye.
Well, they're people.
You know.
I mean, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Do you want to share the remainder of this conversation, Captain? This is, again, between, what was it, Ron DeSantis,
yep,
in Florida, the so-called governor, and then the so-called president, Biden.
That is correct. And also there's a Rochelle, somebody or other from the CDC on the call.
Mm-hmm.
DeSantis said that, I'm sorry, Dr. Fauci had just got done telling DeSantis that he expects the prevalence of the UK variant to double or triple every week to 10 days, and says, Governor, do you want to be responsible for reinfecting the nation? Truth is, we don't even know how effective current vaccines are against the UK strain.
Now, who said this?
That was Fauci.
Biden person?
That was Fauci,
okay,
saying this. DeSantis told Dr. Fauci he trusted his own state health authorities over financially incentivized federal officials.
Hmm.
How much do you stand to earn from these vaccines, Dr. Fauci?
No way.
And Joe, if you continue, he said, Joe, if you continue with this course of action, I will authorize the state National Guard to protect movement of Floridians.
Ooh, okay.
So a couple of things in that
to be true.
Couple of things in that paragraph. You know, one,
yeah,
you know, Dr. Fauci, it's been publicized that he somehow owns some patents related to the vaccines and stands to possibly make some money off of the vaccines.
Mm.
I've read that. And also referring to the president as Joe, which is, you know, I mean, it's something that probably politicians do. But Joe replied with, "Address me as Mr. President or President Biden," Biden said.
Now, that's believable.
Yes.
You know, and this isn't satire, right? This is, if this is not true, it's just straight up, you know, political fantasy.
Right.
Is what this is.
Some guy writing fiction.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Right? Nobody has come out and presented
evidence. They're
doubling
down. The site's claiming this is true.
Right. So, Biden says, "Address me as Mr. President or President Biden." DeSantis says, quote, "I will not, and you can go F yourself," before hanging up.
Yeah.
So it sounds like he rage quit the call.
And apparently, some media is claiming that DeSantis's bureaucracy is claiming this is not true. Right, claiming that this did not happen, this call didn't happen, or something like that. But
I mean, I could see them denying any knowledge of it.
Right.
In closing, it seems obvious that Team Biden favors perpetual lockdowns and a stagnant economy, keeping Americans imprisoned under a de facto state of medical martial law.
Well, right, so. And as what sparked this whole conversation was that the Biden administration is talking about restrictions, domestic travel restrictions.
Very much so.
And it's not clear what that's going to mean, and they're being purposefully vague about it, while at the same time basically saying nothing has been taken off the table. So it's not like they're only talking about airline restrictions.
Right.
Which already there are airline restrictions imposed by the airlines themselves.
Right.
No decisions have been made. This is according to a White House official. Now, this is from McClatchyDC.com. It's a major news source. So they talked to somebody at the White House, and that person said, "But we're certainly having conversations across government. This is a war, and we're at battle with the virus. War is messy and unpredictable." That means, translation to messy and unpredictable, that means we're going to destroy more of your freedoms.
Right, yeah.
And the thing is, you usually don't get them back, okay? So it's not like, temporarily, we're just going to destroy these freedoms. No, they destroy your freedoms, and they're gone.
If you, as a person listening to this radio program, find yourself in the geographic area known as the United States of America while you're listening, this is further evidence that the politicians don't give a crap about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about you at all. You are collateral damage to them in this, quote, war, unquote, against the virus.
603-283-6160 is the number here. You can bring up what you want. We got a full hour to go. Hour three is on the way. Got time for you if you want to join us. Ian and the Captain here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.